Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though no one will be behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Punishment Wednesday edition of the program. Was that the right title? Did I get it right this time for you, Kress?
Don't patronize me this morning. Don't do it.
I was just asking.
You got it right.
Don't do it.
You got it right.
You criticized me last week because I
don't do it.
Said, I don't remember what words I used. They were in the wrong order or something. I don't know. Houston Kress selected South Carolina. Last Friday, they lost. He faces punishment today. It is a condiment suicide, and that's coming up in hour one. Got to get started early, so he's got time to drink this delicious concoction of 10 condiments plus water.
And you got some real excitement in your voice this morning. I can tell you're ready for the show and ready to go.
I am excited.
Condiment, water.
Fired up.
I'm just going to be honest.
Ingredients plus water.
I think this is the worst one challenge-wise yet.
Thank you.
You said that your
thank you
blender, what even was that? That was the
It was a smoothie roulette.
Smoothie roulette was your worst challenge, and this is pretty similar. So, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to battle chili, so... I will taste it once we get it prepared.
All right.
Just to see what he's going to be having to go through.
Thanks.
He's been in a bad mood all morning, and I can't blame him at all. Like, I don't know how you...
I'm not in a bad mood.
You just
don't patronize me.
Is your stomach queasy?
Yeah, it kind of already is.
Mine is, too.
Just thinking about it?
No.
Or just in...
Yeah, I woke up with a sore stomach.
Oh, no. This is going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
Is your tummy okay?
No, it's a little sore. I don't really know why. I worked at the yard a lot yesterday, then had maybe a big late dinner, had a nice big sandwich. Maybe the big sandwich is getting me.
It's like the big salad. What was your what was your stomach strategy this morning? I see you've got your Einstein Bros Bagels coffee cup.
That's my strategy.
Just coffee?
Just coffee.
And then...
What else do you need?
So you're going to go 3 hours with this condiment suicide, and that'll be the only thing on your stomach other than coffee.
I got a protein bar over there I may eat at some point.
I don't know. Maybe after
I finish.
What flavor? Just to see if it mixes well.
Strawberry? Strawberry yogurt?
Should have probably gone with more of a chocolate type base.
No, I don't like chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he's not a chocolate guy.
Don't do chocolate.
We should have put chocolate in some kind of...
Yeah.
Is there a chocolate condiment we could have gone
with? Yeah, chocolate syrup is a condiment.
That would have been a good one.
Just so we're clear beforehand, is there any food item that you are allergic to?
Poison ivy. That's the only thing in the world.
Okay, well, that's not a food item. I'm allergic to. I appreciate you some people going on and being like, hey, this is what I'm allergic to.
Some people eat it.
You never know. The listeners were so brutal to you that they might have suggested poison ivy, so the inside of your, you know, esophagus
their day will come.
Could break out.
I'll get back at the listeners for all the all of their work in this regard.
Well, we decided
I'll get back at it. It's fine.
That we want to be able to share with the listeners what's in the suicide concoction without you being aware.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to even try to identify some of the items once you start drinking it throughout the program
How
today.
How exciting. I'm excited.
But we want it to be...
I'm excited about it.
We wanted to be fair to you and give you some choice in the matter. So we have two different slots where you get to pick which condiment you would like. So you'll know 2 out of 10 for sure, and you'll be able to pick the one that you
prefer. I thought
we
set the number at 8.
I said 8. You said 8 to 10.
Did I? All
right. Yeah.
That's my bet.
That is.
That's on me. You get that on these big jobs.
It's true. It's very true.
Davey was even extra nice to you. He took an item off one of your picks that you yourself used as the main example of condiment. So I knew you were good with it. He took it off.
Which one?
So
mayo. Ketchup.
He had someone challenge that relish was a condiment.
No, that was actually, I thought I had relish at home, but it was diced jalapenos.
Yeah, that's not
And
the
I was
same.
Like, we're not doing that.
Now, if they're pickled, I would have said, yes, that is a condiment.
The question was as to minced garlic.
Oh,
because some people were saying that's more of a seasoning than it is a condiment.
Yeah, no one dips in minced garlic.
Okay. So we have.
Well, that's one of your. Okay.
We'll go through your options. And if you would like to avoid...
Minced garlic is not a condiment.
If that's
on my list, it's off the list.
If you would like to avoid minced garlic, then you can.
This is why I wanted to have this conversation.
That's not a condiment.
Like I said.
You cook with it.
Technically.
You don't cook with a condiment. You dip into condiments or add them to something. You know, no one puts minced garlic on something.
See what I was saying, Nate?
You bake it on top of bread. You cook garlic. Minced garlic. I don't even know if minced garlic is cooked. I think it might be. Perhaps. I don't know. I use a lot when I cook, but raw? Come on. You guys are breaking all the rules.
I'm not breaking any of the rules. That's why he changed.
There aren't any rules, and you're already breaking them.
Listen, minced garlic and relish was going to be one of your options. I know
between those two?
Yeah, I know relish was...
Why did you buy so much?
We already had it at the apartment, and I was just like, I don't think anybody's going to be using this anytime soon.
I was like, God.
Can people see that on the Periscope?
They can now.
Get Davey.
I mean, I wasn't going to give him the whole jar of it. That's a lot.
That's like a jar of peanut butter.
Are you going on like a vampire killing streak?
Do you know how strong garlic is? Like, you just need a little.
Yeah, have you tasted garlic before?
That's why I thought it was funny.
Yeah. They come in little squeeze tubes. It only costs you like
a garlic was always
two.
One of the choice options. So
I tried to save the station money. If I had stuff laying around the house, I was like, oh, I don't think that's getting used anytime soon. All right, let's bring it to the station.
All right, so your first selection.
Something really weird just happened over here. I don't know what just happened.
That was Davey. That noise.
No. Looked up and did you feel something on your back, Parker? Yeah.
It's the spiders.
That felt fairly heavy. Wait, what?
I think a mouse was just on Parker's shoulder.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No.
I looked up and I saw a little dark something move.
From the ceiling?
Oh, it was just a tab from the ceiling. I must have caught it at just the right time. It looked like a little black figure.
It was
figure.
One of your magnets falling on him from the ceiling.
It looked like a little black, dark figure had disappeared over his shoulder. He said it was heavy. I must have caught it at just the right time. Those tabs are pretty big.
It is kind of dirty in here. I wouldn't be surprised if a mouse.
Oh, the voluntary reaction guys leaving their food. At least we leave our food in here in cans and containers that are perfectly sealed.
Yeah, we're
going
to clean this place up.
Clean this up.
It was just a little black magnet. You're good.
You're good,
Parker's. Not a mouse.
A little black mouse.
Little black magnet.
Oh, people already sending in their condolences to me. It's very sweet.
Like you're about to
wishes.
Disgruntled Vol, my stomach is already turning for Vol Rumor Mill this morning. Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. So glad your stomach is turning. What do you think mine's about to do?
Your first selection is minced garlic or honey barbecue.
It's not honey barbecue.
All right.
Of course.
See, yeah.
Minced garlic is not a...
That's fine. That's why you get an option. That's why you put that in there. You want to make sure.
A bullet to the head or ketchup?
I don't know. Well, that brings us to option number two. Would you prefer ketchup or mustard?
They're from Hardee's, too. Proud sponsor.
Love the folks at Hardee's. Shouts out to Hardee's. Ketchup or mustard?
They even got the star on the mustard packet.
Ketchup, 100 times out of 100.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
All right.
Ketchup mixed with honey barbecue. Base. I feel like I'm just...
You're off to a good start.
I feel like I'm in the same wheelhouse.
It's not going to end as well.
I'm already feeling good about this challenge.
Ketchup.
An educated man calls it catsup. It's ketchup, Arthur.
And you're going to drink two of the same
They're clear solo cups, I believe.
Yeah, up to the normal line of fullness. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was a good half inch below the top.
Right. That's why it has the line, so you can, measure it out.
Yeah.
I'm a little... Okay.
Go on.
No.
You were going to say something.
I'm just a little unsure of how much of each item to put in, and then the water, and then I don't know. I guess we'll just figure it out as we go.
Well, you've got 10 items.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. What's the water ratio here?
I mean, I guess we need about 3 to 4 ounces of each item, and then that'll leave us with.
Remember, it's a condiment water.
12 ounces water.
It's
so,
mixed with
that's
water.
That's over a cup of water left to put in there. Cup and a half.
It's distilled water, all too. Right. So, if that makes a difference
if
for you.
If it's a cup and a half of water,
I
think that's
fine. Wait, you brought
the
water?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he bought them last night. I saw the picture.
Oh.
He was getting
hydration is key.
He said he was getting me hydrated.
Okay.
And for that, we thank you.
I didn't bring all 32 bottles, just in case you were curious.
It's good, because I couldn't have had them. Couldn't have had all of them. So I need to leave now? That's what needs to happen?
Yeah.
I can go out and show prep out there and do some... Do I need to go outside?
Should we take a break and then come back and set up?
So I'm out a whole segment?
You can come back halfway into the next segment.
We're just going to kick him out of this segment so the video can keep running. It's fine. Take yourself off the video. Go outside. We'll go through the rest of the list.
All right.
We'll text you when to come back.
Getting kicked off my own show.
Sad.
It's your game. You created it.
I didn't kick anyone out.
Well, it was kind of your idea to let the listeners see what's on,
No, this was your all's idea.
Is it that much colder out in the other room?
No, he's going outside, so he can't hear.
Ah.
Just to make sure. I mean, you can hear in the other room.
Do you want me to come over there, Nate, so I can set everything up on the table?
No, I can handle that. I just need a little help from Parker. In my backpack, Parker, outside stretchy pocket, there's a brown cardboard box. That is the special fan run ingredient. I need you to bring that to me, please, because I forgot to bring it.
Ooh, should he go ahead and bring the blender?
Nah. We'll do that out there. Do you have all your items over there that you can show the viewing audience?
Yeah.
All right. I'll pull up the list. So, Houston's already selected.
I'm back,
man. Oh!
Kidding, I forgot my keys.
Why do you need your keys?
He's going to sit in his car.
And listen to the show.
Probably.
What a cheater.
He's not a good rule follower.
Why does
follower.
He need his keys? He's not going to have time to go to the store or anything. I don't know where... And Parker's lost out there. I don't know, maybe he's waiting for...
He didn't put me on the Periscope.
Really?
Yeah. So...
Seriously?
Yeah, it's just you and the open... just going to come over there.
Is he over there? Is
like it's just on? A wide shot of just you and his chair right now.
Okay, bring all the stuff and come over here. I will start running through the list. You can bring the items. That way we can show our viewing audience on Periscope. Check us out at Fox Sports Knox if you want to watch the program. You can do that through Twitter or Periscope. And we appreciate you listening. If you're podcasting or on the radio, WKGN AM 1340 FM 105.7. All right, so Houston's already selected ketchup and honey barbecue sauce. That's a pretty good start.
A lot of ketchup in the Hardee's bag. That's not bad.
We need a lot of ketchup. I feel like ketchup is an item that isn't bad with a lot of these things, but I mean, tomato stuff gets weird once you start mixing weird stuff with it. So, ketchup, honey barbecue, it's a decent start. Item number three.
Honey barbecue.
There's the honey barbecue. That's item number two. Item number three, we have soy sauce. That's not too bad.
I actually got light soy sauce because, it's a healthier option.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to give the guy too light much on the sodium.
Salt? Like you wanted,
yeah, a little lighter
you
on
You wanted
sodium.
A lot of salt in this
That's true. There's
smoothie
still
drink.
630 milligrams of sodium per serving.
You may cramp up later.
It's a lot, yeah. So, light soy sauce.
All right. Still not too bad, though. We've got ketchup, honey barbecue sauce, soy sauce. Number four, sour cream.
I got the squeeze bottle. That way it's just more convenient for us.
Nice. Just straight EZ squeeze original sour cream.
It's pretty cheap.
I like that. Number five.
It has been refrigerated.
Okay.
Just so he doesn't get sick. I mean, he will get sick, but like not, you know, like you consume dairy that had been sitting out for a while sick.
Number five, horsey sauce. He said horseradish wasn't a condiment, but horsey sauce absolutely is.
Horsey sauce. I got a lot of packs of this
there
stuff,
you go.
Too, so we'll be fine.
That's good. We need a lot. Wait, all of that?
No.
You got to put all that back in the bag. You realize that, right?
Yeah, we'll
so
be fine.
You have to hide it back from
him. I'm letting the listeners in.
Okay. All right.
There's one pack, two packs. I basically just went to a lot of fast food restaurants. Like, just give me as much horsey sauce as you possibly can.
There you go. That's number five. So far we have ketchup, honey barbecue sauce, soy sauce, sour cream, horsey sauce. It still hasn't gotten really weird yet. Number six doesn't either. It's mayonnaise.
Mayo.
But then we start to get to the good stuff. Number seven, Cooney's hot sauce.
Yeah, and actually, Professor Cooney from law school gave me this bottle of hot sauce, and I've just been like, I wonder what I'm going to use for this. It's a Cajun Cayenne hot sauce.
Sponsored by the UT Law School.
Yeah, and it just says consulting upon request, so I don't know if he actually wants. But it says this is a Southern-style sauce with incredibly bold flavors and a nice heat level. Heat 4 out of 10. It's not too much, but it's
could have
like,
gone hotter, but I feel like because it's less than 5 out of 10, there's no way we can be accused of making this overly heated.
It tastes good. I tried it.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Number eight, ham glaze with Monterey cherries. Now,
actually, that's Montmorency cherries, I think is how you say it. I know. I typed it wrong. Yeah, that is on me.
Okay.
I will admit. But nice.
That's
going to
be gross with this other stuff.
Yeah. I think this is like similar. It's a Cross and Blackwell. Since 1706,
there you go.
Back away.
That recipe is perfected.
Mm.
All right, now you're going to have to help me because the last two are where it really gets good. Are you sure that you typed number nine correctly?
Number nine.
Read number nine.
Yeah.
Finishing?
It's pronounced Porcini Truffle Finishing Sauce.
Oh. We're finishing out strong here on the suicide drink.
Savory and earthy with red wine, pepper, and a rich beef base.
Oh. What is that for? Do you have any idea? Did you just find that randomly in the aisle?
It was in the condiment section.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, all right, let's roll with it.
Porcini truffle finishing sauce.
Private selection, too. Fancy.
There you go. And.
God, I feel awful for him. It's going to be bad.
Number 10. Our straight fan run option, courtesy of loyal listener and friend of the program, Chad Byers.
Chad Byers. Pulling out all the stops.
We have Alma Gourmet Cuttlefish Ink. It's a Spanish condiment, but I did check. It is imported by Alma Gourmet, which is of New York, New York. USA.
New York.
So I think that still counts as an American condiment.
I wasn't even part of the challenge. I mean, we could have traveled all over the world and and picked out random condiments.
I'm not even sure what this is.
Different cuisines.
Isn't this something like this like a caviar something or another?
It might
I don't
be.
Know. It's fishy. Cuttlefish ink.
No pun intended.
Water, salt, and stabilizer. I feel like anything that needs a stabilizer probably has a unique flavor. Chad correctly said this will be great because it'll taste awful and it'll turn the suicide drink black.
And water.
And water,
of course.
Because we have to have water. All right. There are your items for Houston's suicide drink that he will make during the break. Davey, bag all that up. Then go back over there. Get ready to fire the break. We'll mix it all up for Kress. I guess my first question is, how many of these do we think he'll be able to identify? I'm going to go... I think he'll be able to correctly say that there's some sort of hot sauce in there. That's one. He already knows there's ketchup. That's two. Honey barbecue's three. I'm guessing he'll be able to pick out...
You can probably get the soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Maybe sour cream or horsey. That's six. There's no way he's going to identify, unless he's cheating and listening in his car, the ham glaze and the... What are the cherries? Mana something cherry. I don't know. I should know this.
How do you pronounce that?
Let me see this. Montmorency cherries. There's no way he gets that. Porcini truffle finishing sauce I've never even heard of. And I think he got a hint on the cuttlefish ink, so I think he knows that that's in there. So maybe half of these. We'll see how he does as he starts drinking them. We'll... We'll get him back in here, and then we'll get this stuff mixed up during the break, and he can start drinking it as we get going here on the program. We've actually got a lot of football. Davey, text Houston to come back. We've got a lot of football to talk about on the program today. Not necessarily Tennessee, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama football. Although I guess we might end up walking into some of those topics as we usually do, but it's Wednesday. It was such a big win for Tennessee on Saturday, 30-24 over Auburn, that we've kind of spun around just on Tennessee for most of the show for 2 days. So this will give us a chance to get into some of the NFL action. A lot of upsets happen over the weekend in college football. There's a lot more big games coming up, this weekend.
So oh, hello, friend.
We'll be able to get into all that. As Houston enjoys his suicide drink. Condiment, suicide. Is it just a drink? Smoothie doesn't sound, I don't know.
It's supposed to be a water.
That's a water? So it's a drink?
It's supposed to be.
Okay. Well, I think it will
a
be.
A liquid.
It will be beverage. It will be very liquidy. It will be more liquidy than Davey's smoothie, which was obviously smoothie texture.
The number of tweets.
That's not setting the bar very
I
high.
I got...
Oh,
has me not very happy with you guys.
Were they telling you what they were?
No.
Okay, that's good on the listeners.
They watch and listen to the show. They know how it works. What is this? This jar here?
Oh, that's just
I forgot to bag it.
A little option that Chad Byers sent in for you.
Shout out Chad Byers.
Yeah.
Squid ink.
No, cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish is a squid.
That's a cuttlefish.
Right, but
we figured it's
a
you
type
already
of squid.
You already knew that one.
That's a condiment.
Yeah.
Where? What do you do with it?
I don't know. It says New York, New York, so it counts.
In Asian cultures,
what do they do with it? They dip in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know.
It's a sauce.
No
it's
one
a condiment.
You guys have no idea.
It's a condiment. I don't know. Recommended use by date on the top. I've made sure it's in date. It's good until January 22nd, 2022. So you're good to go there. Davey made sure to,
Do you guys even think this will be drinkable?
I think it will be because there's enough stuff that's not crazy. And the stuff that is, it's 1/10,
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be your saving grace. Okay. If we mix, four jars of this with, four jars of one other thing, I think it might actually be worse.
What if I find out today I'm deathly allergic to cuttlefish ink?
We'll rush you to UT
You
hospital.
Guys didn't think about that, did you? Huh? You couldn't have done things that we know we've all had before. You got to go out and try this kind of junk.
Chris?
I'm probably going to swell up and die right here on the show.
I feel like you're taking shots at Chad, and I don't appreciate that.
No, it's not his fault. He didn't know. I like the effort from Chad. I wish it wasn't aimed towards me, but I like the effort. You know, it's like a good opponent when they're just beating you. It's like, hey, you're pretty good. Wish you were on my team. Chad, I wish you were on my team. I'll leave it at that. The Chris, amount of puking GIFs people are sending me, it's not good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 puking GIFs.
Chris said you were on the Periscope during the break.
I muted my phone, logged in, and tweeted it out so people could watch.
Okay. Fair enough.
This is going to be awful. I feel for you. Thank you, JT. I feel for me, too.
All right. Well.
Am I going to be functional after this?
One way to find out.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Let's mix it up.
Chili. I chose chili. I gave you baby food. And now here we go, cuttlefish ink. All right, I'm ready. I am prepared.
You did anchovies wrapped in, what was that?
Capers.
Yeah.
Providing a different color and slightly salty taste layers. All right. I wouldn't consider it a condiment, but if you guys want to do that, that's fine. If you guys want to do this, that's fine. That's okay. You guys are going to lose in the future, and I'll have my day.
All right.
I'll have my day.
Okay.
It's a long season, as you said, right?
I told you
this. It's a long season.
Ever since you said, held up a helmet and said, I'm so good at this game.
I was.
You've lost everything possible.
I was really good to start the season. Not so much lately. Am I 3 weeks in a row, minus the week we all won? I think I am.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We'll have Houston Kress's Condiment Suicide Ready next right here on Fan Run Radio.
We're excited about it.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Punishment Wednesday. Houston Kress was the only one that drew a losing team out of the random drawing on Friday. He had Will Muschamp's South Carolina Gamecocks. Davey had Texas A&M. I drew Ole Miss. We are safe. It's just Houston today. His punishment was, it was a New York Giants helmet, which corresponded with condiment suicide. And we have the drink right here.
You said it was going to be thinner than the smoothie.
It is thinner than the smoothie.
It's black. Thanks a lot, Squidfish.
I was going to say, one item just turned the whole thing black.
I will say this, and I'll show you after the show if you need proof.
Lord.
I only put one little spoonful of the cuttlefish ink in there. But yeah, it did turn it kind of black.
Looks like a chemical. Like the bubbles on the top have the gas rainbow effect. You know what I'm talking about? When you spill gas in water,
yeah,
and it gives that, yeah, that glisten.
Uh-huh.
That's what the bubbles look like. Really thought there would be more water to it. This does not seem to have a lot of water in it. It's supposed to be a water, which is predominantly water.
We even added more water at the end after the thought we had the right amount.
See how it sticks to the side of the cup? Not a water. This is a smoothie. I get punked again. That's okay.
If you want to wait until after this, we can go add more water.
No. I mean, can I add water to this cup?
Sure. I'll allow it.
Not exceeding that?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Do I get to know what's in it, or do I have to guess?
You'll eventually know.
You just want to know? Everybody is... No, you ate your baby food without knowing, didn't you?
I thought you told me.
What did you know?
No, you told me that it was a mix, but I don't think you told me exactly. I don't care to tell you. It doesn't matter to me if you know. That was your idea.
Let me taste it first. So two cups this size.
Yeah, I even went a little lower below the line for you there.
It's a heavy cup.
Yeah.
Is there like lead-based condiment?
No. I think you'll agree that most of them are pretty normal. There's obviously the one sent in from Chad. It's a little weird.
I just want people to see this color.
It's
a blackish green.
I've never seen a color like that.
Look at
Parker's got you some water. You can water it down some more if you'd like.
I just want to water on the side.
All right. You can drink whatever you want in between. There's all no right. cleansing. give it.
This is Fox Sports Knoxville's first taste.
Why don't you try it?
That's what I'm about to do. It's the first taste.
You can see if there's anything you can identify. I don't know. And
I have a hint of ketchup and honey barbecue sauce and just a little cuttlefish ink.
Those are the ones you already knew, in case you're just tuned in.
Not that bad. It looks bad. It really doesn't taste that bad. It's not horrible.
I was wondering if you would, if it wasn't that bad, if you'd ham it up just to.
But it does not go away very quickly, the taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Worcestershire sauce. Is that in there?
No.
No? Really?
Probably some stuff that's very similar, though.
Honestly, the ingredients that might make Worcestershire sauce.
Probably in there. The condiments they mix together. Any other guesses? I'll pull up the list.
No, I have no other guesses. Sour cream?
Sour cream?
Hey, got one.
Mm. You already knew ketchup, honey barbecue, cuttlefish ink.
Sour cream. So
you now got sour cream. I'll give you credit for soy sauce. I mean, soy sauce is in there. That's a Worcestershire.
Is there a hot sauce?
There is Cooney's UT Law School hot sauce.
What is that? Oh. So you went out of the grocery store for two of these.
You had
two people ship it in?
Oh, be glad. No, yeah, you want to know the heat level?
My professor
on that?
Gave me a bottle of hot sauce.
How many Scovilles?
It's heat level 4 out of 10.
Do you guys know
10.
What I'm talking about? Oh, okay.
Not too bad. It's not spicy, is it?
No, it's a lot of other things. What else?
Any other guesses?
No.
All right.
I'm done guessing.
Oh. Ketchup, honey barbecue sauce, soy sauce, sour cream, horsey sauce. You know, fast food restaurant packets, just straight condiment. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, got the mayonnaise right there. That was it.
Cooney's hot sauce. And then the three big hitters.
Come on.
Ham glaze with.
Ham glaze.
He spelled this wrong. Ham glaze with. What was it?
Montmorency.
Montmorency cherries.
All right.
And then porcini truffle finishing sauce and the cuttlefish ink.
Spared no expense.
It's a private selection option.
Yes.
Davey didn't even know what it was.
Did you taste
just
it?
In the condiments.
Have you tasted
Which,
it?
I've tasted everything but the finishing sauce.
Have you tasted it?
No, oh, that. No.
Okay.
He hasn't tasted
it. He bragged that he was going to taste it.
I will.
Yeah, there's plenty out there. We made too much.
Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long it was going to take to mix everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of had to get back in here.
I tweeted that. I was like, it's taking them a very long time, and that has me shook because I was worried it was going to be a bunch of thick stuff, which clearly it was. God. You guys are going to have to talk sports because I got to.
It's not that bad, but.
It's not that bad. Honestly, the aftertaste is worse than the taste.
It does look awful. It's like the darkest green, brown.
That you guys would give me this and think, ha, 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 this is funny. That shame on you. Shame on you both.
What are you talking about?
Look at it.
You get that on them big jobs.
Look at this.
I know.
This looks like you scooped it out of the bottom of a lake.
Shout out to Chad. He said, hey, the cuttlefish ink, even if it's not gross, we'll turn it
black.
This
looks like you kicked a hole in the bottom of the dumpster and just caught the juice in it. This is dumpster juice.
Like that one Alabama fan.
Good thing my cousin Josh taught me about this great place out back called the Drumster.
There's a Drumster out back.
I think you're going to survive, though. You've
Bringo.
Already gotten an inch of it down. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Could have been worse, I guess. Could have made it hotter. Like, that would have just been brutal.
Could have used more listener-suggested ingredients.
Janeway sent... he sent, like... 45 Amazon options that I'd never heard of before. So, you know, I feel like sour cream and mayo is pretty lenient.
All right, well, I guess you guys better start talking sports so I can do this.
Well, Davey,
I'll chime in when I can.
It's no longer Optimism Tuesday. That means we get to discuss your home state Tennessee Titans.
Do we have to?
I don't know. Maybe not. But it was...
We can talk about it. The offense has been non-existent the last 2 weeks. I don't know what the issue was. I am fortunate that I did not get to watch a single play of this game
race.
This Sunday. I was listening to it on the way back as I was driving up, headed north on I don't even remember the interstate out of Alabama, but 95, 65, eh, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's a shame that your quarterback gets sacked 11 times, which is a record. It's the first time you're ever shut out in your own stadium.
Wait, I didn't realize the sack.
Mariota was sacked 11
was a record.
Times.
I knew he had more he had taken more sacks than he had completed forward passes, which I thought was the most embarrassing stat I've ever seen. But to know that it was a record.
I don't think NFL record. I just think for.
Oh, a Titans record.
Yeah.
Y'all are good. Keep going.
Okay.
Shut out for the first time in Adelphia / Nissan / whatever else it's been called
the
in the past.
The Coliseum.
Yeah.
I
what do they
you
do?
You spend all that line on the money, or you spend all that money on the offensive line,
well, and
that's what
out.
You get.
Lawan said, we need some damn respect. Then he got hurt, and they've been awful ever since.
I don't know where they go from here. You're going to play against the Chargers, who seem like they're finally putting it together in London this Sunday.
You're probably going
to
lose that.
Really early game.
Old Philip Rivers turning back the clock.
The only thing that the Titans have in their favor, and this goes against everything I was saying during the offseason.
This has been your kind of football season, though.
Everything
you've said has been the opposite.
That's true. The AFC South is not playing anything like they did last year.
You said it would be the best division in football.
Well, if you base your predictions moving forward off what you see in the past, it was a very spot-on prediction. It just did not happen at all. And
that's why they say future results don't necessarily match.
Jaguars got destroyed by the Cowboys, like 40-7.
Wasn't even close.
The Texans won because of Nathan Peterman. It seems like Nathan Peterman being on the field you would have done better if you're Buffalo to just put in like a receiver or a running back and just run shotgun the entire time and let the defense know, run wildcat, and just let the defense know you're probably not even going to pass it than you are to put Nathan Peterman in the game.
Have you heard the latest? Josh Allen going to be out 2 to 3 weeks.
He came in and threw a touchdown immediately, though, didn't he?
He did. Then he threw a pick six.
You hate to see
that. Lost them the game.
They got down. They were down 7. They got the ball right back because it was pick 6, obviously, and they were only down 7. And they were still like trying to encourage him, like, you got this, Nate. And he's like, I got this. He even said before he threw the pick 6, don't worry, I got this. He kind of went, was that Matt Hasselbeck that said, we want the ball and we're going to win? He threw the pick 6 to lose. It was kind of that. Reminded me of that.
Well, the Titans don't have to play. Like, they should beat Buffalo no matter who the quarterback is.
The report yesterday, though, was if they roll Nate Peterman back out, that the team is just going to quit on head coach McDermott. Like, they signed Derek Anderson of Cleveland Browns playoff fame and backed up Cam Newton for many years. Like, he's the only other guy they could hand the ball to. So the Bills are pretty much in a bad spot. And that's really going to hurt your AFC South teams, because the Titans lost to the Bills, but everybody else will probably beat them. So basically, when the Titans lost that game, they lost the game in the division to every other team.
Yeah, Buffalo's already played. I want to say the Titans and maybe the
Obviously
Jags.
Obviously, they lost to the Texans. Did the Jags beat them? Probably.
I think so.
So it's just the Colts that are left. Colts beat lost to the Jets over the weekend. They're 1-5. They're the one team that's just pretty much out of the AFC South. Man, I can smell that.
Good.
I don't feel good.
Good.
Either.
The Colts play the Bills this weekend.
Set that thing over there.
No, it's going right there. Ugh. This is where all
I don't deserve this. I drew a winner.
You made it. He who smelt it dealt it.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This thing looks like the
Enjoy.
Titans played on Sunday.
Enjoy. Tastes like the Titans played on Sunday.
Great segment.
But the Titans, fortunately, they did win their two AFC South games, and it's looking like a 8-8, 9-7 team will probably be representing that conference unless things change drastically. I mean,
get the old 5 seed.
Houston is...
Yes.
Nah, the football team. They're on a 3-game win streak after starting the season 0-3.
Yep.
Ugh. I just don't know what that division. The Titans defense still is not doing terrible. Now Malcolm Butler's
they were woeful on third down.
Yeah. And that was
the
primarily because you targeted Malcolm Butler, who's been a terrible
over
free agent
and over and over.
Addition. Like, you just no, throw it Malcolm.
Joe Flacco was elite when he was throwing at Malcolm Butler on third down.
In the Eagles game, when the Titans they won, but Malcolm Butler, every time he was targeted, the receiver caught it. I want to say he was targeted 8 times, and they had like 8 completions for like 130-something yards. It was a lot, and a touchdown.
That's probably the first huge whiff for Robinson, in my opinion. That's his first one that just – that this was a bad acquisition, man. There's a reason that Bill Belichick before the Super Bowl said, yeah, we're not running with this guy. Like, he's not good.
Yeah, Robinson's been really good in the draft.
Like, I mean, Butler made one play, and it feels like he's built his career off the interception in the Super Bowl. It was a hell of a play. It was a fantastic game-winning play, but since then, he really just has not been that good. I give him credit for making the play, but Titans need to – they need to 86 that pick and then go and find some other help in the secondary. I don't know if they want to do that in the draft, free agency, whatever, but Malcolm Butler ain't it. And I don't think he's getting better at this point. He's getting worse.
He's not. If you are the Titans, I honestly think you should probably try to make a trade for a receiver that's at least somewhat proven. They do need help on that front. I know we talked about it briefly last week, but they cut Nick Williams, who dropped that pass in the end zone wide open against Buffalo. Mm-hmm. They have Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor, two younger guys. They're in their second year. They're trying to build the team around them, but there's like no veteran presence in the wide receiver group. You just don't have it.
Really, on offense? I mean, you think about it, like, Mariota's only in his, what, this is his fourth year?
Yes.
Derrick Henry, say, like, third or fourth. Your receivers are all pretty young. I mean, Taylor Lewan is only he's Clowney's age, right?
He's in his fifth year.
It's just a younger team. You don't have any veteran leadership, certainly not on offense. Maybe a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball, but certainly not much. They don't have a dynamic star on offense.
No.
They've got a bunch of guys who are good. But when one of those pieces, especially on your offense, like if all of your offensive line is good, but then you lose one of the good guys and then another one's kind of banged up, they're just, they've got a long way to go. I don't know what the answer is, but it feels like the Titans are probably stuck in kind of the good to not great category for a while, based on what they have now and what they would have to do to kind of change all that over.
They're probably just in that middle bulge of AFC teams that are always right there on the wild card line. Right?
Yeah, and
one team, you know, if you're in a bad division, you're not necessarily playing for the wild card. You're just playing for the division champion. That's the only one that's getting in from your division if it's bad. And if you're in a good division, you're only playing for the wild card, and it goes down to week 17, and everybody's 10-6, 9-7, and maybe an 8-8 squeezes in there some years.
Yeah, last year the Titans needed – they blew it down the stretch last year, which is ultimately why you saw Mike Mularkey get fired, because they had that stint out west, and they lost to the 49ers, they lost to the Rams, they lost to the Cardinals. And it's like, if you just win one of those games, you're locking up the division, because you had beaten – well, you still had to play Jacksonville in the final week of the season, which you won, which clinched you the playoff spot. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you swept the Jags. You were 5-1 in the AFC South. If you just win one of those games that you should have won – You're clinching home field advantage for the first week of the playoffs. And so it's just time and time again you see them fall short of things that are right in front of them. And it's not that difficult when you're looking at it from the standpoint of what a lot of other NFL teams are having to go through as far as the competition they're playing.
Yeah, as bad as Sunday was, losing to the Ravens, not that big a deal if you'd beaten the Bills. Like, It's kind of the double whammy there that got the Titans in trouble. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two of the program. Stick with us right here. You're listening to 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville.